IESBA created new requirements with respect to fees, including certain communications requirements for public interest entities. Because there is an inherent self-interest threat and possibly an intimidation threat to independence from fees negotiated with and paid by an audit client, IESBA standards require auditors to assess whether threats are at an acceptable level by considering various fee-related measures. First is the level of the audit fee. The audit fee is required to be a standalone fee, meaning fees from other services for the audit client cannot influence the level of the audit fee. Additionally, the level of the threat might be impacted when a large proportion of fees is generated by providing non-audit services. Therefore, the proportion of fees from non-audit services to the audit fee is relevant to the evaluation of such threats. Also, when the total fees generated from an audit client represent a large proportion of the total fees of the audit firm, the dependence on and concern about the potential loss of fees from that client can create a self-interest threat and an intimidation threat. Similarly, threats can be created when the fees from an audit client represent a large proportion of the revenue of one partner or one office of the firm. IESBA requires certain fee-related communication to those charged with governance of a public interest entity audit client to assist in their assessment of the firm's independence. First, the fees paid or payable to the firm and any member firms for the audit of the financial statements of which an opinion is expressed. Second, firms must communicate fees for all other services charged to the audit client and any of its controlled, consolidated entities. Fees charged to controlled entities that are not consolidated are also required to be communicated, but only in instances when the firm knows or has reason to believe such fees are relevant to the evaluation of the firm's independence. Next, where the total fees from a public interest entity audit client represent more than 15% of the total fees received by the firm, IESBA requires such fee dependency to be communicated. Lastly, we must communicate whether the threats created by the level of the audit fees and the proportion of fees for other services relative to the audit fee are at an acceptable level, and if not, what actions will be taken to reduce threats to an acceptable level. Language to facilitate required fee-related communications is included in the PCAOB Audit Results Audit Committee presentation templates on ALEX within the Audit and Professional Services Fees slide, along with other required fee-related communications. In addition to communicating the fee-related matters with those charged with governance, IESBA now requires public disclosure of such fees if applicable laws and regulations do not already require such disclosure. The fee information required to be reported by SEC registrants in the proxy statement or annual report will typically satisfy the IESBA public disclosure requirements. If a public interest entity audit client is not required by law or regulation to publicly disclose auditor fees, then KPMG must discuss the benefit of doing so with those charged with governance, and if the client does not publicly disclose fees, then KPMG would be required to do so, including fees paid for the audit and for other services.